7 years old. Third row pew, John 3:16. Something changed in me. Red letters coming off the page, flooding my heart with amazing grace. I knew then, I believed, and those roots run deep. Oh, I've been through some faith shaking hard times, yeah, but nothing's gonna make me forget. Every one of those Sunday sermons, every time that choir would sing, I could hear my Savior calling, telling me how much He loves me. Take the church out of me. Gonna have my worries. Well, that's part of life. But then I think of those stories about what my God can do. He's still moving like he did back then. Born again, people, can I get an amen? We've all seen the proof. He makes all things new. Even all those faith-shaking hard times, yeah, I never wanna stop.
Well, good Monday morning. Guess who's back in the saddle here? Beautiful downtown Fort Worth. The iHeartRadio studio, Face Studio One up top the tower. Good morning, everybody. Back in the saddle here on the radio chair at the iHeartRadio studio. I'm feeling so good. Hope all you moms had a great, marvelous, and wonderful Mother's Day. This is CA, your on-air personality. I'm feeling good. My throat's doing better, getting that voice back to normal. Now I'm dealing with the heat here in downtown Fort Worth as much as you guys are. We have been in the low 70s, okay? Humidity has been horrible. It's going to be a horrible 2 weeks. Lord, we just need a cool front to come through. We're going to pray, Lord, cool front for Texas, cool front for Texas. Not, probably won't happen. Listen, I'm a native Texan, guys, and I'm going to tell you, if you're a native like I am and Texas, you know it's hot. You just got to prepare yourself. Drink plenty of water. This is the time of the year. Prehydrate. Drink plenty of water and keep that Gatorade handy, okay? And eat light meals. Don't eat anything heavy, okay? And please hydrate. And don't stay out in the sun too long, okay? All you sun worshipers out there. Okay. Well, welcome to Coffee Talk with CA on a Monday. That's right, Monday morning. In beautiful downtown Fort Worth, today is May the 9th, the day after Mother's Day. Y'all going to have to email me and let me know what your children or what your kids do for you for Mother's Day. Email me, guys. I want to know about it. Morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or go to my station page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Send me a text on that number of mine that's on there, okay? Say, CA, this is so-and-so from so-and-so, and my kids took me to church or took me to go eat. I will tell you now, me and my brother, we went with my mom and my dad and my sister-in-law, and we went out to Cane's Chicken. In fact, you go to my webpage, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, or even my personal page, C.A. Hall, or the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, you will see pictures of us eating chicken at Cane's. It was buy one box, get one free. Hey, I took a box home last night. How about that? All right, well, today, Junkyard Ted. Very rare that I do this on Coffee Talk with C.A. Junkyard Ted's fixing to join us for a little bit. And then today on my Coffee Talk, I'm going to give you some ways to get rid of the stress and finally enjoy biblical rest. That's right. Ways to get rid of your stress, because we're all stressed out. And we're finally going to give you time to enjoy biblical rest. That's coming up, okay? But before I even get started on that, what do you say? He's sitting here drinking coffee. Haven't talked to him since January, okay? Let's get ready for Junkyard Ted. Guess what? Guess what time it is, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. This is time for Junkyard Ted, but first we're going to go ahead, and it's a rarity that I do this, okay? I'm going to give him a cheer on Coffee Talk with CA. You never know what rabbit we're going to pull out of her hat out here, okay? Let's give him a hand clap as we welcome him here up top the tower at Face Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. Let's give him some morning crow, too, as well. All right, now y'all quit laughing at him. I know he's hilarious. All right, whistle at him. Yeah, okay. All right, drum roll. Let's give him some fanfare. Countdown for Junkyard.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, what a special privilege. 10. Whoops. What a special privilege it is to welcome to the iHeartRadio studio, Face Studio 1 in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. He's been junking over in downtown. Luckily, they haven't got a hold of him. A lot of the police officers we know down there, they haven't jumped on him because they know he's a good friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, Junkyard Ted. Hello, Junkyard. CA, how you doing, everybody? Everybody doing okay? You know, it's been since January since I've talked to you. Yeah, it's been since January. I just want to tell you something. I've been junking, man, junking. Oh, boy, what have you been junking for? Well, I've been junking for some steel. And actually, not steel, not S-T-E-L, but steel, S-T-E-L-L. Okay, I got you. Well, that's good. You know, I was just thinking the other day, Junkyard Ted, I need to get a round table with producer Dave, you, and the deacon. You know, the deacon's going to join me on Tuesday. But I just had to get in touch with you. I saw you down there junking, and I'm like, man, what's he checking for? I know you're not checking for food. No, not at all, CA. You know what? I love food, and there are some donuts that do go in the trash there sometimes in downtown Fort Worth, but it's okay. You know what? I still love to junk, and sometimes I do find junk. You know what I found? What'd you find? I found a microwave that someone put in the trash can. I'm not surprised. You know, there's a lot of downtown living going on down there. And you never know what you would find. CA, it is a grand prize, my friend. Grand prize, because yours truly can actually put a microwave together, even if it's dismantled, by getting the right parts. Exactly. And then reselling it. That's right. Absolutely. Well, I know you're junkyarding pretty early in the morning, because we are getting 10 days from what I'm hearing. At least the next 10 days are going to be very hot, very humid. The humidity's up. You know, wow. Makes you just want to kind of go out in your shorts, but you're wearing shorts as it is. out there junking the wee hours of the morning. That's right, and you know, the Fuller Police Department are pretty nice. They come down, they tell me, they say, Junkyard Dad? I said, yeah. I said, good to see you. You want me to buy you a cup of coffee? I said, yeah. I said, Starbucks ain't open yet. Well, of course not. Not if you're doing it at 5 a.m. in the morning, right? That's right, because they do check those streets out pretty good. Let me tell you something, CA. They really do. Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. Well, goodness, I haven't talked to you again since January. I only want a couple of moments because I got a Bible lesson today that I'm going to teach on with Coffee Talk with CA. I'm going to give ways to get rid of your stress and finally enjoy biblical rest. Do you like to get rid of stress and want to have some biblical rest? CA, let me tell you something about old Junkyard Ted. No, it's very important that I do get rid of my stress, so junking gets me to get rid of it. And then on top of that, I like biblical rest because I need rest. That's right. Well, you need to stay tuned because that's coming up. And one more question for you before I let you saddle up and leave the studio and go back to your junking before it gets too hot because the sun is arising over here at the studio. What's the most awkward thing that you found metal-wise or whatever you're looking for in those trash cans? See, hey, one time I had a horrible time. It took me 15 minutes to open up one of those trash cans in downtown Fort Worth. I'm going to tell you something right now. It's very hard to do. And when I did, oh my goodness gracious, it was a toaster, and I opened it up, and it had burnt toast in it. Had a little mold. Oh my goodness. Yeah, needless to say, I threw it in the trash. I carry hand sanitizer. It's a smart idea. And that's what I decided to do. Just take it easy. Okay, well, there you go. All right, well, let's go ahead and let you chill out. And you can either stay here at the studio, or if you need to go, Junkyard Ted, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming up here for just a little bit to talk to me. And we look forward to seeing you again soon. That's right, CA. Let me just tell everybody, this is one of the greatest number one podcast shows on IR Radio. You're my friend, CA. And you know what? You just can't get it any better than that. He is the entertainment. He is a good teacher. He is fun to be around. So get a chance. Like his Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. That's right, I will. Well, you take care, my friend. We're going to go ahead and get rolling, okay? Okay, bye, CA. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Okay. Sure is good to see Junkyard Ted. All right, well, today, friends, on Coffee Talk with CA on a Monday, and good Monday morning, everybody. Feel free to share my podcast anytime. We're going to talk about ways to get rid of rest and finally enjoy biblical rest. You know, let me ask you something before we get started. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 reminds us that make it your ambition to lead a quiet, and I put in parentheses, restful life, and attend your own business or work with your hands just as I commended you. The reason I come to say that is there's times where God wants you to just release that stress and get biblical rest. So I'm going to give you some ideas and scripture verses that's going to help you on a Monday morning, okay? When you're at the water cooler and you're wanting to share this, friends, please tell them to follow me on all major networks one more time. Let me, at least for today. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. Amazon Alexa. Search me up. Like my Facebook. We're on everything. Overcast. Look, we're here to love and serve, so just remember that, okay? All right, now I'm going to get rolling on these key points here. It's going to help you. If you need to take notes or if it's anything to help you out, again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or you can also go to my station page and text me. Click on my number there. If you need to leave me a message, feel free to do so. First point I want to make is I want you to choose a creative outlet. You know, we need to take time out, for creative exploration. Now, engage in activity where you feel to create something without it needing to be functional. If that makes any sense for y'all. Exercising creativity in a project that is functional and productive to your home or workplace is great. But that's not what it's all about. Exploration is about observation and discovery. And it is often feels pointless until you find something amazing. Also, resist the urge to judge how you're doing. So here's a scripture verse for you that you may want to highlight or put in your notes on point one here. The book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 10. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his. My second point I want to make to you guys is make time to rest. If you go to the book of Mark and highlight this, chapter 6 and verse 31, Scripture says, friends, he said to them, come away by yourself to a remote place and rest for a while. For many people who are coming and going, and they don't even have time to eat. You see, Jesus loved his disciples. He loved them so much and he cared for their well-being, as we read in Scripture. Even though it was a short rest, followed by a miracle, he told his disciples to take a break from their work and recharge. The world around you will often express it demands whether you have time for them or not. So friends, it is important to schedule or white space or respect it and step away from your routine, that daily routine you have. Chill out and eat. And I'm going to stop at my point too real quickly to tell you. If you don't take a break from work, if you don't, and we all have to work, I get it. Whether you're in management or whether you're a real estate person, I got a lot of realtor friends, or whatever it may be, you can get consumed so much by your work, especially if you've been salaried. I was salaried at one point many years ago, so I know. It can take it out of you. It can take nearly every breath out of you and your energy. Sometimes God just reminds you to rest. So what did God do on the seventh day? He rested, right? He sure did. So my advice to you is to take a breather, take a break, take five. If you had to get out of the office, step out and get your breath to relax. My third point I want to make. Enjoy God in your new adventures just like Moses insisted, okay? The book of Exodus, we're going back to the Old Testament. Exodus, and if you make highlight of verses 1 and 3. God told Moses something heart-wrenching in that Exodus, chapter 22, verses 1 and 3, didn't he? Said, leave your place, you and the people you brought out of Egypt, and go up to the land I promised. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey. But I will not go with you because you are a stiff-necked people and I might destroy you on the way. In the previous chapter, the Israelites had just broke God's heart by making and worshiping a golden calf statue. Remember that? God was faithful to provide the promised land, but he refused to go with these people any further. You see, friends, the distress and now repented Israelites and Moses begged to speak with God about it. In fact, if you go back through Scripture again in the book of Exodus chapter 33, in verses 12 and 17, Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, lead these people. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you were pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know and continue to find favor with you. Remember, this is your nation. This is your people. Then Moses said to God, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people with all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will go do the very thing that you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. You see, we should be like Moses, friends. We should. And we should go on adventures with God that he has for us. But always go with God because, see, Moses knew that God himself was more beautiful and more satisfying than any promised land. Amen? Amen. Now, my fourth point I want to make to you on Coffee Talk with CAs is enjoy the outdoors and soak up that nature. You know, we're out of COVID times. We still kind of have pre-COVID times, right? But what does God want us to do? God wants us to go out and enjoy our life. A lot of y'all are sun worshipers, which is okay. Be sure to put sunscreen on, drink plenty of liquid. You know, listen to Dr. Hall here, right? Take time to take care of that temple, to take care of your body. Because once you leave here and he calls you home, You're either going to go to heaven or hell, but hopefully you'll go to heaven to have it right with Jesus. But he wants you to enjoy your life. He wants you to enjoy the outdoors. He wants you to see the beauty. He wants you to take the trips. He wants you to see the mountains, the sceneries, the lakes, the oceans, whatever it may be. If you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14 and verse 7, Scripture reminds us that the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They will break forth in its shouts of joy. So being in nature, our bodies and our senses to rest. You know, Albert Mohler said about this, Christians and Natures, in his article, "Have our children forgotten how to play outdoors?" Think about that. Cell phones, being addicted to work, being married to your cell phone. Of course, sorry guys, if you're married, women, men. How many of you guys, we all got habits of having that darn thing Lou does. In fact, let me just stop here. The other day, I was heading off to work. You know, I do have a main job. Well known. And I forgot my phone. I went 2 miles out, and I scrambled. I do have an iWatch, but I scrambled thinking, okay, where's that phone at? I looked and looked. It went all the way back to the house. Looked around, picked it up, before headed off to work. I was running about 15 minutes behind. I made it on time to work, but I was also running a little bit behind on my schedule because I always allow a little bit of time due to traffic. We all been there, haven't we? But the thing about it is even I myself find myself being married to that cell phone. Sometimes it's better just to shut it off and take a break, isn't it? We all need a break, right? I advise you to do that. Make it a point to turn your phone off. If not, it's going to just add on to your stress of your life, your marriage, your fiancés, whoever you're dating. It can be like an addiction, you know, like drug addiction, sorry, with people that have drug addictions. You got what we call phone addictions. I mean, everywhere I see, the other day I seen a guy weaving and wobbling on the road, right? And he wasn't drunk, he was texting while driving. That's pretty scary, folks. And my daughter, I mean, she's on the road right now driving. And very proud of her. She's 18, second oldest. You know, I got one married, first one. Got a daughter-in-law a little over a month ago, going on 2 months. And then my daughter now, who finally after COVID time, fixing to be 18, in a matter of about 4 months, driving on her own. I always tell her when I talk to her on the phone, I give her a call or send her a text. Seems to be the new thing, texting. I say, hey, it's Dad. Just be safe, with little prayer symbols. So please be careful. Watch the drunks and watch the people that are texting. There are people on the freeway that texts, and it's sad. They preached on it and preached on it, and they still do. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox now and back to the lesson. But you know what? It would all do us all a world of good to take a walk maybe in the woods or to play outdoors or to remember that the world's filled with a variety of flora and fauna and defines the image and the thrills that make sense of life. Christians should take the lead in reconnecting with nature and disconnecting their machines. Hello, cell phones, iPads, tablets, your watches, right? This is our Father's world, isn't it? It ain't CA's world. It ain't Julie's world. It ain't Paul's world. This is God's world. And he put us here for a purpose. One, to enjoy life. Two, to fellowship and grow with him. We should also be giving God the praise and the glory each and every day for the beauty and the boundaries it contains, friends. We understand that nature is not an end to itself, and it will affirm the creation that exists as a theater of God's glory for the drama of redemption, as all of this should help Christians to remember that we honor God most faithfully. We always should honor God when we receive his good gifts most gratefully. My fifth point I want to make to you on Coffee Talk with CA is try a new direction inspired by God's goodness rather than the fear of the bad. You go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6 and verse 16, says, "Stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths. Where the good way is and walk in it, you will find rest for your souls." So let me ask you something. Is stress threatening to keep you right where you are right now? Maybe fearful of moving in a new direction, if you think about it? Remember that following God is always good. Take a step in faith and trust God with all the results. My sixth point, enjoy friendships in your community. The book of Phelim, chapter 1, verse 20. Yes, brother, let me benefit from you in the Lord, refresh, which in parentheses I have rest, my heart in Christ. You see, Paul's letters in the New Testament included many greetings to his friends, telling them he misses them and he can't wait to see them. We've all done that, haven't we? So in Philemon chapter 1 and verse 22, by this, Paul shows his essential aspect of the benefit of living abundantly, in Christ is being connected to the church. So what I want to tell you is if you're feeling overwhelmed by stress, reach out to your fellow Christians, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Get together with a friend and share the deep things that are happening in your life. So if you go to Philemon, chapter 1, verse 7, I have come to have much joy and comfort and love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed. And I put rest in parentheses through you. My seventh point is you want to enjoy God's forgiveness in difficult relationships, don't you? The good book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15 says, only in returning to me and resting in me, you will be saved in quietness and confidence is your strength. Friends, trying to carry the weight of guilt can produce a great amount of stress in our lives, can it, if you think about it? So let me ask you something. Do you have a hard time forgiving yourself or someone else? I have in the past. I know you have. We're only human. But unforgiveness, is not only a heavy stress, if you think about it, but it is a wedge between you and someone you care about. But one of the most healing and freeing things about being a Christian is enjoying God's forgiveness, isn't it? I encourage you, if you get a chance, go on Amazon or even fish this in your book section. Michelle Lunswick said this about forgiveness in her article. Seven myths we have about forgiveness and what biblical forgiveness really looks like. You know what she said? Forgiving someone who has hurt you is one of the best ways to demonstrate God's presence in our lives to an unbelieving world. Do you know that? It's hard. I just want to stop here before I do my eighth point. It's hard to forgive somebody. But you know what? Look at what some of these kings back in the Old Testament did. Look at what Manasseh and look what happened. You wouldn't have never forgave him. But you know what? God did. Remember he killed the prophet? I believe the prophet Isaiah, if I'm not mistaken. Remember? You read all this in Scripture. So sometimes it's hard to forgive. You can forgive, but you'll never forget. We all say that, don't we? But as brothers and sisters in Christ, we do need to forgive. And maybe you could be that seed that's starting to plant something for someone to grow in their heart to know about Jesus. Now, we can't make them. That is a decision that they have to make. The next critical point I want to remind you of, my point is spend time with Jesus. You know, rest is something we can create. It's also a gift that Jesus gives us, but then turn around and offer the rest to others as a gift. You know, if you go back into Scripture, he said in the book of Matthew, New Testament, chapter 11, verse 28 and 30, says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from you, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My final point, one final rest-inducing tip I want to give you. I've tried different methods, friends, I just want to share, to live a stress-free life, and it's hard. We've all been there. There was even a time when I got fed up with the speed of everything. It's like, oh my word, this is going on, you know. But I reduced my activities to a minimum. But paring down with bare essentials didn't really work for me. When I focused only on maintaining the minimal, I began to lose a sense of wonder of life. You see, God designs us to be fully alive, creative, engaged with community, and renewed a sense of adventure. Without these elements of creativity, community, adventure, we experience a different kind of stress called what? Soul stress. Call a friend to come over and help you maybe fold the laundry together. Or grab your phone and brew up coffee or tea. Drink slowly and enjoy. Which are the three essential elements of craving today: creativity, adventure, or community. We are not left to choose only inactivity or even on overactivity. So just remember that. I hope that that gives you on Coffee Talk with CA reasons why you need to have ways to get rid of your stress and enjoy biblical rest. I want you to have biblical rest. We need that. We do. It's very important. I could not think of a better song in closing with Coffee Talk. One of my favorites. It's an Andrew Rip favorite of mine. Y'all hear me play it a lot. Get a lot of requests for it. So before we close out and lead off in prayer, again, let's enjoy. And when your cup's low, listen to this song.
Time.
There we go. Fill my cup, Andrew Rip. Exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. That's right. I'm feeling good. CA, back in the saddle. As I get ready to saddle up, before I get ready to saddle up and leave the studio, I want to lead off in prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just ask you just forgive us of our sins. God, that you just watch over God and protect us and the ones that need to be drawn closer to you. We all do. But the ones that are going through heartaches and troubles and things like that, God, you know their needs, and I pray that you just help them and bless them. Let them have a good day. And all God's people said, amen. All right, guys, this is CA. You know the rap. Getting ready to saddle up. I'm getting ready to leave the tower at Face Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Hey, I want you to remember the sun is arising on the other side. The sun, now when I say sun, that's S-O-N. S-O-N, sun, okay? The sun is arising on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life. First and foremost, have Jesus in your heart and enjoy life. L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. All right, until we talk again, y'all have a great Monday. Again, if I can help you, you know how to reach me, okay? We will talk again soon. Bye for now.